ಯಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮಯೇತ್ ತತೋ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಮಿದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ದ್ವೈತಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮೇತ್ ತತೋ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪ್ರಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ದ್ವೈತಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮೇತ್ ತತೋ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ವಿರಮೇ ತೋಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ದ್ವೈತಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮೇತ್ ತತೋ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ದ್ವೈತಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮೇತ್ ತತೋ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ದ್ವೈತಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮೇತ್ ತತೋ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾ ಯಾವತ್ ಆಭಾಸಂ ಇದಮೀಶ್ವರಂ ದ್ವೈತಂ ತಾವನ್ನ ವಿರಮೇತ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಪರ್ಯಃ ಕಲ್ಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಅಸರ್ಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಆತ್ಮನ ಬೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಯಾವತ್ as long as abhasam reflection of the original body and senses idam this the body and senses ishwarah completely independent of illusion dvaitam duality tavat for that long Na does not viramet see tataha by such duality he indeed asya of the person viparyayaha counteraction translation and purport by Sri Vengar Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai as long as A living entity is not completely self-realized as long as he is not independent of the misconception of identifying with his body, which is nothing but a reflection of the original body and senses. He cannot be relieved of the conception of duality, which is epitomized by the duality between man and woman. Thus, there is every chance that he will fall down because his intelligence is bewildered. Purport. Here is another important warning that a man must save himself from attraction to woman. Until one is self-realized, fully independent of the illusory conception of the material body. The duality of man and woman must undoubtedly continue. But when one is actually self-realized, this distinction ceases. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavihastini suniche vasvapakhecha pandita samadarshinaha. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, that is outcast. Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 18th verse. On the spiritual platform, the learned person not only gives up the duality of man and woman, but also gives up the duality of man and animal. This is the test of self-realization. One must realize perfectly that the living being is spirit soul, but is tasting various types of material bodies. One may theoretically understand this, but when one has practical realization, then he actually becomes a pandita, one who knows. Until that time, the duality continues, and the conception of man and woman also continues. In this stage, one should be extremely careful about mixing with woman. No one should think himself perfect and forget the shastric instruction that one should be very careful about associating even with his daughter, mother, or sister, not to speak of other women. Srila Madhvacharya cites the following shlokas in this regard. Bhautve naiva vastunam yatartha jnanam uchyate advaita jnanam itya etat dvaita jnanam tad anyatha yata jnanam tata vastu yata vastus tata matihi naiva jnanarthayor vedas tata ekatva Vedanam. Unity in variety is real knowledge, and therefore giving up variety artificially does not reflect perfect knowledge of monism. According to the Achinta Bheda Bheda philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are varieties, but all of them constitute one unit. Such knowledge is knowledge of perfect oneness. Om Ajnanatimirantasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So Narad Muni, continuing his instructions to Yudhishthir Maharaj, is answering Yudhishthir Maharaj's questions. And last few days we heard principles of brahmacharya. And in today's verse, Narad Muni is telling one has to be relieved from the conception of duality, identifying with women and men. Now these days we also hear There is a new version, not identifying with particular gender, not with women or men. No, they removed the gender equality, call them as it, they, them, isn't it? But Narada Muni is not speaking of that, you know, get rid of that duality. He is talking, come out of the bodily conception completely. Not just women and men, complete whole. In the purport, we also read Srila Prabhupada is telling. So the ultimately, one has to self-realize. So that real self-realization is not seeing other living entities and ourselves as a body, but as a spirit soul. And Prabhupada quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 18th verse. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastine. So the real knowledge, real education, real self-realization, that gives equal vision, not just superficially, but in a deeper level of self-realization. But nowadays, in any university, we don't see this kind of education. Nobody talks about this. At most, they may, in their administrative forms or job applications, they may give equality in giving gender. But nobody talks about a deeper self-understanding, self-realization. So Bhagavad Gita knowledge gives that deeper understanding. And so Krishna consciousness, all the activities we perform in our day-to-day devotee life is pretty much in center to relieve us from this bodily consciousness. So that's why the definition of bhakti itself, Narad Muni gives, sarvopadhi vinurmukta. Sarva upadhi, he is not just man or woman, sarva upadhi, identification of all the designations, sarva upadhi vinurmukta, tat paratvena nirmalam, with that purified consciousness, and we have to engage, hrushikena hrushikesa sevanam, bhakti ruchate, so that is devotional service. So it starts with that conception, not identifying with any gender, sarva upadhi vinirmukta. So that's the beginning of Krishna consciousness. So and depends on the practitioner's consciousness and seriousness, one will be situated in a complete spiritual platform. So just identifying, that's why we see many times, even in the 10th canto, in the beginning, so there are different devotees from different pastimes of the Lord. Say for example, all the sages who in Dandakaranya, so they are all in the male body, but they developed affection to the Lord as a female. So they want to serve the Lord in that conception. So in the pastime of Krishna, they appeared as gopis, different gopis. So it goes beyond that bodily conception. And there are so many examples are there, we will discuss that in next few minutes. So, the bhakti Krishna consciousness that not only relieves us from the bodily conception but situates us in our original position, that is Jivera Swarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. So that is our original constitutional position as a living entity, part and parcel, service to the Supreme Lord in whatever capacity, in whatever mellow we want to render service to the Lord. So that's why every morning in the DT worship also we chant this mantra, Naham Vipro Nachanarapatir, not even identifying as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra, none of the four classes and none of the four ashramas. Naham Vipro Nachanarapatir, Napi Vaishyo Nasudra, Naham Varni Nachagruhapatir, Navanasto Yatirva. So none of them, I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or Sudra. And Naham Varni, I don't have any Varna. But what we are? Kintu Pradyo Nikala Paramananda Purnamrutabdher. गोपी भरत पद कमल दास दासानु दास. So our only constitutional position is dasa 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 anu dasa. The more dasa 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 will increase, the more safer our position is. So that is our original position, and to teach that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And our, as I said, our only identification as a servant, but in that service also, we see different gradations, depends on person's individual relationship with the Lord. So that is why in service to the Lord, there is no boundary. So one can serve the Lord in any of the relationships. And how to develop that? How to develop that, our constitutional position, how to continue it? And Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, hearing is the only process. In general, conception, we all, not in general, scripture says, Bhagavad Gita says, so we are all Prakruti. So Prakruti is a feminine gender. If you see, and Krishna is the only Paramapurusha, he is the only Supreme Male. So it doesn't matter which body we are in, as a Prakruti, we are in connection to Krishna as a female in service. So I will read a verse from Canto 1, 7th chapter, 7th verse. So in there, it is mentioned, Yasyaham vai shruya manayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir upapadyate pumsha shoka moha bayapaha. So we have three things, shoka, always lamentation, moha, illusion. The biggest illusion is identification with the body, and bayapaha. So, bhaya, fear. So, these are the three factors that always binds us. And in this verse it is said, simply by giving oral receptions to this Vedic literature, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, the feeling for loving devotional service to the Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. So these three things. So our illusion with this material body will be destroyed by continuous oral reception to Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the pastimes of the Lord, his qualities, his all the activities. So if at all we want to develop some attraction for somebody, what is the way? Hearing from them, or hearing from somebody who knows him. So Srimad Bhagavatam is that literature, and all the literatures of Srila Prabhupada is constantly gives information about qualities, pastimes and his name, everything. So in that way we develop our original relationship, Shruyamananam. So hearing is the process. And our real attraction is for Krishna. Whatever attraction we find is just a reflection. Our real attraction is for Krishna. So that is why when our attraction to any material object deepens at one point of time, because all the material objects in this world undergo shadvikar. So they stay for some time, they produce byproduct, they grow, then they slowly dwindle, then vanquish. So if we develop our attachment for these material objects, which are ultimately get destroyed, So our attachment also will destroy it. So that's why we feel pain. But whereas when we develop our original attraction, that is to Krishna, our attraction will not shake and will continue life after life. Because he is Paramapurusha and he is Sachidananda Vigraha, eternally existing. And that's why many devotees, they pray, you know, attraction between opposite genders is quite natural. You know, we see every living entity has that attraction, irrespective of the species. You see a pair, male and female, and the attraction is quite natural. So that's why devotees pray. They say, you know, yuvati nam yata yunav, yunam cha yuvatav yata, manovi ramate tadvan, manome ramatantvai. Like a young man has attraction, natural attraction for the young woman, and young woman has natural attraction for the young man. Oh Lord, please give me similar attraction for you. Because it's very natural attraction. So we have to pray to the Lordships, please give me that natural attraction to you. So only when we develop that natural attraction, our attraction for the material objects will go. Even Kunti Maharani prays for that natural attraction. She says, Tvaime ananya vishaya matir madupate asakrut ratim udvahata dadda ganga yogam udanmati. Like Ganges forever flows to the ocean without any hindrances. So similarly, O Lord, please give me that attraction to you. My natural attraction that should flow without any hindrances. So we have to develop that our natural attraction. But other than that, there is no way that we can come out of our attraction to the opposite sex. Even the Supreme Lord himself, as Kapila Muni tells in the third canto, he tells in his teachings to his mother Devahuti, he tells all the living entities which were produced from Lord Brahma, including demigods and great saints, none of them can escape from the attraction to his illusory energy Maya, which is in the form of woman. Of course, men's attraction is for women, women's attraction for men, except Narayan Rishi, he tells. So who can withheld, and what capacity we have? We don't have any capacity. Our only hope is somehow or other develop our attraction. So that's why every morning in the Guru Vandana also we sing. So we sing the first one, that na jahara prasade bhai e bhava thori ajai. Bhava. So in this bhava, to get out of this bhava, only way is get mercy from Srila Prabhupada and somehow attract the mercy from Krishna. Then only a bhava toriya jai. This bhava is the maitunagar, that's why it's called bhava. So to go out of, that's the only. Otherwise, the simple shackles are this bhava. You might have remembered this pastime when Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to go out. So every time he was going away, somehow or other he is going again, his father sends some servants, they bring him back. So his mother one day asked, why can't you tie him? Why can't you tie him at the home so that he will not run away from home? And his father said, what shackles can tie him? I have tied him to a biggest shackle, that is his beautiful wife. And that cannot bind him, what other shackles will bind? So that natural attraction, when developed for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sri Sri Radha Vallabha, so no other shackles can tie us. Thus the only shackles can take us away. So we want to develop that shackles. In Now Rukmini Devi says in the 60th chapter, verse number 45, she tells to Krishna, "My dear husband, a woman who has not taste," she is telling that if somebody is not developed attraction and affection for you, somewhere else you have to develop. And she is explaining what is the use. Rukmini Devi said, "My dear husband, a woman who has no taste for the transcendental pleasure available from your personal contact must be inclined to accept as her husband somebody who is externally a combination of mustache, beard, body hairs, fingernails, and some head hair. And within him there are muscles, bones, blood, intestinal worms, stools, mucus, bile, and similar things. Actually, such a husband is only a dead body. But due to not being attracted to your transcendental form, a woman will have to accept this combination of stools and urine for her husband. Vice versa. For a man, woman, just a combination of blood, stool and urine combined in a nice package, smooth, different colors and shades and different hairstyles, but it's just a dead body. For the other side also. So that's why we have to develop our attraction for Krishna, who is beyond this material body. So he is Sachidananda Sandranga. So in the last paragraph of this purport, Srila Prabhupada explained, no, we are not completely detaching. So Achinta Beda Beda Tattva, Prabhupada explained, that we spirit soul, we are also tiny particle of Sachidananda Sandranga. But we are not Sachidananda Sandranga, we are just a particle of Sachidananda. But Krishna is the Sachidananda Sandranga. It's like we are a drop of a ocean. So that has salt in a very tiny fragment. Qualitatively, it's salty. So that is why we get attraction to opposite. Because it's a spirit soul. But that attraction is fragment. But original attraction to Krishna. And we have a difference between our body and soul. So that is why when the body is destroyed, our attraction, everything will be gone. But Krishna, Sachidananda Sandranga, he is like an ocean. But the quality is same. We are also drop. We are also particle of gold. And Krishna is a mountain gold. And quantity is different. So only way is somehow or other, so we engage. Otherwise, we have to engage somewhere. We have to repose our attraction somewhere. Isn't it? So we have to repose our attraction somewhere. But that always fluctuates, always changes. That's why you see in relationships also, they don't last longer. At most they may last until the body is present. So once that body is gone, it will shift to other. So even there was a study, husband and wife's attraction lasts only until they get children. Because mother's attraction, woman's attraction goes to children. But irrespective of mother or father or children or whatever may be, so we have to completely repose our attraction to Krishna. Even in the Gopis' prayers, they say, no, who can withheld? So in the 10th chapter, 29th verse, 29th chapter, 10th canto, 29th chapter, 40th verse. Gopis were praying. They say, "My dear Lord Krishna, where is that woman within the three worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythms of sweet songs coming from your wonderful flute? Who would not fall down from the path of chastity in this way? Your beauty is the most sublime within the three worlds. Upon seeing your beauty, even cows, birds, animals and trees in the forest become stunned in jubilation." And why not we? What is holding us becoming stunned? Every day we take darshan. Every day we see, every day we hear the flute sound. That is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But still, why it is not penetrating? So we have to introspect. We have to introspect. In the third canto, again, Kapiladeva tells, whenever, if for some reason we are lustfully attracted to opposite gender, and he gives a formula, just meditate on the R-shaped eyebrows of the Supreme Lord. So that's the remedy. And he tells, see the smiling face. See the smiling face of the deity. So we have to capture that deity form in our consciousness and meditate on it. And we have to facilitate our daily schedule in such a way that we never go out of contact with any of the devotional processes. So seeing the deity, hearing about his glories, chanting. So all these help us to focus. So only then our attraction, natural attraction develops. So other than that, there is no other way to come out of the duality. And we see so many pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the pastimes of different great stalwart devotees, and we also see pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Say, for example, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Haridas Thakur, he was enchanted, he was tested by Mayadevi herself. She came to test, you know, but she was one time some envious person sent a prostitute to Haridas Thakur in the dead of night. She came and expressed her desire. "I want to union with you." Haridas Thakur told, "You know, right now I have taken a vow. I want to chant these many rounds, 192 rounds. I haven't completed my prescribed rounds, so you please wait." First day, she said, "Okay, I will wait." But morning, Haridas Thakur, he didn't finish. So he apologized, "Sorry, I didn't finish. You please come back." And next day also she came. Again, Haridas Thakur told the same thing. "I haven't finished my rounds. You please wait. As soon as I finish, definitely we'll enjoy." And next day also same. Third day she came. Because of the association, she also became a devotee. And she became an initiating guru also. So that's the potency of association. So we also, whenever the thoughts come, pick up the chanting bag, or read something, or meditate on the form of the Lord. Come out of the dualities. And the other hand, we see Shaubari Muni. Not even women came to him. He just saw fish coupling. Just by that he fell down. And he went and married, spent so much time. Finally he realized, "What I am doing here? Such a big mystic yogi." In the Srimad Bhagavatam comes. Then he realized and came back. "No, no, it's not for me." And he came back. And we also see in the pastime of Pururava, he was infatuated by the heavenly damsel. And he did everything to please her. At least, finally she agreed once in a year. He was happy. And then finally, he also, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear about his Gita, Aila Gita. You know what I did, what I meant for, and what I am doing. And we also see Yayati, same thing, infatuated by Sharmista. And then finally, he gave up. He changed his old body to his son's youthful body just to enjoy. After prolonged enjoyment, and he realized, we may not have that facility. After prolonged enjoyment, we don't have hope that we will realize one day that I have to get rid. So, better, we have to take instructions from Srimad Bhagavatam now only. Now only, it doesn't matter whether one may be in the Gruhastha Ashram or Sannyasi Ashram, Vanaprastha or Brahmachari. Wherever we are, we have to detach, at least internally. At least internally detach and attach. So detachment is not like a detachment of the impersonalist, detachment of the other yogis. Our detachment only comes when we attach to Krishna. Only our attachment to Krishna brings detachment. Otherwise, there is no hope. Even we see in the Bilwa Mangal Thakur's case also, he was so much infatuated by Chintamani. He did, even on the funeral day of his father, he wanted to meet Chintamani. And then he got realization by the instructions of the prostitute, and she told, "No, you wasted your attraction putting on me. I'm just bag of blood, stool and urine. Instead, you could have reposed your attraction for the Supreme Lord. Go to Vrindavan." And he started going to Vrindavan. On the way, again, he got diverted to another woman. But that time he didn't fall down. He realized, what I am doing? Then he plucked his eyes. We may not pluck our eyes. Instead, we keep Krishna in our eyes. So that's why all attraction to the material world should turn to Krishna. And constantly engage. So like an iron rod put into the fire, by constant association with the fire, that iron rod turns to fire. So similarly, our constant engagement in Krishna conscious activities help us to come out this. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments, so we can discuss, or any additional points. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned that when we are attracted to only Lord Krishna, then we are free from the clutches of the material attraction that we get from Maya. So, Prabhu, my question is, when we are walking on the street, say we see a beautiful flower and we understand that this beauty is coming from Krishna, is that okay or will that also bind us?
That is okay. That is okay. Very good. And immediately we should remember some verse from the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. So how the beauty is coming from. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains opulences. And finally he says, Vistabhyam idam Krishnam ekam shena stito jagat. How wonderfully Krishna is saying. He says, Yadyat vibhuti matsatvam srimad vujitam eva. Wherever, whatever wonderful things you see, oh, this is Krishna's. Immediately that should remind us. And immediately you should see if you are smelling, oh, Prunmayo Gandha Prudivyam Cha. Oh, that is Krishna's fragrance which is turned to these flowers. Very good.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Let's go.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you. You mentioned about developing natural attraction towards Krishna. Can you please explain that? What are the ways we can develop this attraction?
In any relationship, our affection and attraction develops depends on our sincerity and our investing time on it. So we have to invest quality association with the elements of bhakti. Say, for example, chanting. Either chanting, there is no rule and regulation that you have to chant at particular time. No, namnama khari bodha chaitanya mahaprabhu himself says no tatrarpita niyamate smaranaina kalaha. You can chant any time, but when it comes to japa, so there are two things: take out time to chant at time, take out time to chant or chant whenever you get time. So there, both are chanting. So one is taking out some time to chant and the other one is chanting whenever you get time. So, in the first one, taking out some time means you are prioritizing the chanting. Whereas chanting whenever you get time is just finishing rounds. So both are chanting, but in the first one, it's like you want to meet with your children or your wife. I'll meet you whenever I get time. You are not caring me. But whereas when you say, yeah, tomorrow we will meet at this time, so I'll chant between this time, so you planning before. So that means you are showing your interest, you are showing your affection, so that Krishna also shows that interest. That means regulating. And same in doing other services. Say, for example, cooking for the Lord. Yeah, devotee said, I have to make 6 offerings, so I will cook 6, this, this, that. You know, 3 varieties of sweets, no problem. 3 varieties of chikkis, I will make 1 chikki with the peanuts, 1 chikki with the badam, 1 chikki with the pistachio, then 3 sweets covered. And 3 savories, same batter, change the variety of sabji. So that does not give any. So you have to put your effort. We have to put our effort and love and invest our time. And same in the cleaning. So that's why you see some devotees, when they do cleaning, it's completely different. They go minute details. And some devotees, within 10 minutes, finish. So what makes the difference? The amount of, you know, attraction and their service attitude makes the difference. So we have to develop that attitude, and most importantly, association with the devotees who has that kind of attitude, who goes beyond their comfort zone to please Krishna and Guru. It's in that way we develop our natural attraction. Anything you'd like to add, bro? Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Any other question? Otherwise, we'll stop here. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya. Ntai Gaur Premanande Haribol.